Today, Johanna Brenner sits down with Elizabeth Teal, president of the Portland Association of Teachers, about the union's proposal to solve a staffing crisis in the schools, maintain in-person instruction, and help address unprecedented social and emotional needs among students stemming from the COVID pandemic. Their proposal has met a chilly reception at PPS headquarters.
Elizabeth Teal, welcome to KBOO.
Hi, thanks, Johanna. Thanks to be here.
Elizabeth is the president of the Portland Association of Teachers, who are proposing some changes to the school day in order to achieve what they call the time to get it right. Let's talk about what that means, Elizabeth, the time to get it right.
This school year has been incredibly difficult. One thing that is really important for people to know is that we are facing an extreme staffing shortage in our schools. That's true across the country, and it's true here in Portland, and it's impacting not just teachers, it's all of the people who work in schools. Portland currently has, last time I checked, over 180 unfilled positions. And so what that means is when we are trying to give students everything that we would give them if we were fully staffed, people are stretched beyond their capacity. We're short substitutes. So every day, teachers in schools and our counselors and our principals and our vice principals, instead of doing their normal duties, they are being asked to substitute in classrooms where there's no substitute available. And in some of our schools in the last week, there have been as many as 15 unfilled positions. So that means 15 classrooms where there's not a teacher, and people are scrambling to fill in and be with those students throughout the day. And we know that that is not the model of the education that our students deserve. So given the staffing shortage that we are facing and the incredible burden it places on the adults who are in the building trying to support students and trying to do multiple jobs at the same time, and knowing that that model never gives students what they need, we are asking to make some adjustments so that we can do things right for our kids.
So let's talk about some of those proposals. What are some of the main ideas you have about how to shift teachers around and provide more, planning time?
Yeah, a lot of these conversations started this fall when we heard from an alarming number of teachers asking for help resigning or taking a leave of absence because they felt like they were not able to do the job they were trying to do for kids. Teachers and educators have felt like they're being asked to choose between doing their job and taking care of their own health and their own families. 25% of educators reported that they were so overworked and overstressed that it was impacting their own health. And I've heard from educators who are worried that they are at risk of heart attack, that they're developing ulcers, that they are crying in their car after school every day. And so hearing what people are experiencing emotionally, you know, we surveyed members to find out what would help. How do we make this year manageable? One thing we know is that every time you lose an educator because they resign or go on a leave, there are more students who don't benefit anymore from that regular experienced educator who had been there with them and who had a relationship with them. So we primarily want to stabilize staffing so that people stop leaving the profession and leaving our schools to take care of their own health. And so when we asked educators what they need, the overwhelming response is that educators need more time. They need more time in every school week to be able to meet the needs of their students, and they need time throughout the year to be able to adjust and collaborate with colleagues and make school-wide plans to keep our buildings safe and the kinds of environments where students can do their best learning. And so then the big question is, how do you create more time, right? And for decades, you know, we've been fighting for more staffing, right? We have been fighting for smaller class sizes, more counselors and social workers, a better funded special education program. And, you know, a lot of listeners will remember fighting for the Student Success Act, which made a major infusion of funding into our school system. And that's still what we need. But this year with the staffing shortage, there are no more people to hire. So that would be our first choice of how to address the problem. Given the staffing shortage, trying to figure out how to make more time is harder. So So the proposals we've made were our best ideas to how to create a stable school year where educators get what they need so they can continue serving students. So some of those ideas are adding a day in January for educators to work on school climate. So those are like those building-wide plans of how do we support students with behavioral needs? What do we do when someone's late to class? How does every teacher respond in a similar way to similar behavior? And we're asking for a couple hours every week at all levels for educators to be able to adjust instruction and work with each other and communicate with families. And we're asking for a few days spread out throughout the year for educators to work together on adjusting curriculum to meet the unique needs of students this year and assess work and make adjustments to move forward meeting the needs of the actual students we're serving.
Mm-hmm. So as I understand it, you obviously have to build some additional time for teachers to do these things into the school week. And so the question then comes, how do you do that and still continue to educate the students? So what are some of your ideas about that?
So at the elementary and middle school levels, we looked mm-hmm. around to see how other districts create this kind of time. And mm-hmm. one common way is to have an early release once a week. So it'd be a day when the school day for students ends a couple hours early, and educators can use that time to better meet students' needs every hour of the week. Mm-hmm. That's common practice in Oregon, and it used to be something that was common in Portland Public Schools. This year and for the last couple, we haven't had that time, but we need it badly, especially since educators are substituting during their planning time. And we've talked about ways that our community partners, our school buildings could support students during that two-hour release as is common practice across the state. So our proposal for an early release allows educators to have that time to better meet students' needs every minute of the week that students are there. And what we have suggested to the district is that during that two-hour release, there's lots of opportunities for students to be at school in supervised activities. If those are sports activities or, you know, with community organizations, we may have to partner more with the community to figure out some of those solutions that work best at every school site. But what we know is if teachers don't have the time to be able to respond to students' needs and communicate with families, then we're not doing it right every day. That is our hope and vision for what we believe, you know, the district can explore. And I guess this is another thing I want to point out. Right now, there is funding to be able to support schools this year. COVID relief funding is available. And ideally, like I said, that funding would be going to adding more staff to our schools to support our kids. We haven't been able to hire mm-hmm. that staff. And so we have to find other solutions.
This is the Old Mole Variety Hour on KBOO Radio 90.7 in Portland, Oregon. We're speaking with Elizabeth Teal, president of the Portland Association of Teachers, who are trying to deal with a real crisis caused by the pandemic in our schools in terms of staffing and really delivering education to their students and caring for their students. So, mm-hmm. Elizabeth, you talked about one idea, which is early release one day a week. What are some of your other ideas?
Well, at the high school level, every day of the week has a different schedule. There are A days and B days, during which students have four different classes. There are A and B flex days, in which students have four different classes each day, but they're a little shorter, and then they have this flex time, which I'll talk more about in a minute. And then there are eight period days, where kids have all eight classes, and they're really short. We have heard all year from students and teachers that those eight period days aren't helpful, they're stressful, they have really low attendance, and that time could be better used. So looking at that and how to better meet the needs of our students who, you know, our high school students have reported feeling overwhelmed and stressed out and overstretched with eight classes. Last year, our high school students had four at a time, and then they switched that semester. And that they really mm-hmm. need help, individual help from their teachers. So we proposed rethinking that model, and instead of having that eight-period day that we have heard so often has not been helpful, restructuring that into a day when students who need help can get individual help from their teachers. And so we're calling it a flex day or a tutorial day. So instead of that time on Wednesdays and Thursdays that the district already has scheduled, those could be normal school days. And then one day a week, we could have a day where students could access all of their teachers if they needed it and get that individual or small group support. We know that some of our students are doing okay academically, and some of our students really, really need support catching up.
So it seems quite reasonable for someone like me. You know, I don't know all the ins and outs and the nitty-gritty, but certainly the idea of experimenting with another way of delivering education and organizing the school day seems pretty reasonable. But as I understand it, the Portland Public Schools administration is resisting your proposals. And recently, an Oregonian editorial criticized your plan. They claimed that the PAT proposal abandons high school students because for one day each week, it swaps in-person instruction for what they call, quote-unquote, largely do-it-yourself learning. And they also, with regard to the younger students, the K through 8, they criticized the proposal to provide more planning time by releasing kids 2 hours early one day a week. They say this not only interferes with their education, but is really hard on working mothers who have largely shouldered homeschooling and childcare duties in the pandemic. So I think it would be great if you could respond to these criticisms.
Yeah, thank you. And first of all, I want to say educators are working mothers. We are a predominantly female workforce, and about half of my members of PAT are parents, many of them in Portland Public Schools. And so as a union that really represents working mothers, this question of how do we support families is at the center of what we think about and how we're approaching these problems. What we know is happening right now is that every day across the district, and especially at some of our schools, students are not getting what they deserve. We have schools where people report unsafe conditions every day, fights in hallways. Like I said, substitute teachers, a different substitute every day, or in some cases, a different substitute every hour because different people are coming in during their planning time. That is not a system that we should or can continue with to serve our kids. So we're looking at how do we readjust, acknowledging the reality of the staffing crisis that we're facing and the reality that many educators who are working mothers are right now considering whether they can continue in this profession if it feels like it's at the expense of their own health and their own ability to take care of their own families. So absolutely our goal is to serve our students sustainably and predictably throughout this school year and to avoid the kinds of disruptive, unplanned shutdowns that we're seeing increasingly across the country because of staffing shortages and safety issues.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Old Mole Variety Hour on KBOO Radio 90.7 in Portland, Oregon. We're speaking with Elizabeth Teal, president of the Portland Association of Teachers, about how they are trying to address some really important and difficult issues of staffing and educating that have been produced and made actually much worse than they already were by the pandemic. Elizabeth, what I hear you saying is that your proposal has been mischaracterized because what you're trying to do is it's kind of less is more. It's kind of like if we shift around the way we deliver education, it looks as if, for example, instead of having students do one day where they do 8 classes, we're creating that more as a flex day so that students have the opportunity for more individualized instruction and teachers have opportunity for planning. Do I have that right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. And, you know, I think there's two things I want to point out or underline about what you said. We do believe that quality is more important than quantity. We don't believe that the best thing for kids is to figure out ways to shorten the school week. What we do know is that we have students who are in school, but those minutes are not the quality of minutes that they deserve. When there are fights in classrooms, when there are different substitutes every day or every hour, students are not getting what they deserve. So figuring out how do we maximize the quality of the time that educators are able to spend with students is our goal. And the other thing I think needs to keep coming front and center is that we are trying to preserve a school year. We have to look at the reality that our schools cannot continue to run if educators continue to resign or take leave. Our schools are dangerously close to not being able to run in person at all. When we are short 15 staff members in a building, that is not a model that any parent would want for their student. So if we can make some adjustments that stabilize the workforce and allow us to start growing and adding people instead of losing people, you know, like that's the direction we need to be moving in.
Sounds to me like what you're saying is we're in crisis management mode. And what we're proposing is a way to meet an immediate crisis so things don't get even worse than they already are. And I think what I hear from the school administration is that they basically want to just continue with the same old, assuming that the teachers will somehow be able to turn themselves inside out in order to pretend that nothing has really changed.
That's right. We are in a crisis, and leadership is when you look, you know, transparently and honestly about the conditions you're facing and find the best path. And that's what we're trying to do. We know that what we are doing right now is not sustainable. And if we do not make a different plan, we really risk extremely disruptive shutdowns for our students, and especially our students who have already been most impacted by the pandemic. And so I want to highlight our special education students. Some of our greatest shortages are in special education, students who need the most support. And we have had staffing shortages in special education for years. This is not a new problem. And like so many things in the pandemic, the problem is amplified right now to a breaking point. So we have to listen to educators about what they need so that we can keep those educators, so that then we can start building the workforce we need to serve our kids.
That's interesting because one of the things that I read in the newspaper, a criticism that came from Portland Public Schools Administrator Sean Bird, was that he was kind of implying that no matter what kind of person you have in the class, in-person instruction is kind of the be-all and end-all. And I think you're trying to say that there's another way to approach this. And one of the things that a criticism he lodged that I think is important for you to address is that having one day where you have asynchronous time, that is to say where you have flex time, where students can meet with a counselor or meet with a teacher or study on their own or whatever, that this, he said, would create even further inequities because it would deprive the most needy students of direct contact with teachers. But it sounds to me like you have a different point of view on that.
Well, what we're proposing is actually the opposite of that.
Right.
Our plan is that the most needy students would get direct in-person contact with their teachers on that flex day and get the support that they need. We know when students are struggling, having 35 or 40-minute class with 30 other kids on a Friday is not meeting their needs. The evidence, the data that the district has presented shows how clearly we can see that some of our students' needs are not being met. So instead of continuing to do the same thing that we can see is not working, we're trying to readjust so that we can give that time and support to students who are struggling, so that we can figure out new ways to meet the social-emotional needs and the academic needs of our students, and give educators time to be able to provide that for them every day of the week.
Right. So thank you so much for addressing those issues, Elizabeth. I wonder if you could talk just at the end here, how can people in the community support the teachers and convince the school district administration to look more favorably on your proposals?
We have a website. It's pdxteachers.org, and you can click on Time to Get It Right to read more about what we are asking for. I just want to say the support of parents and community members means everything to teachers. We are all in this to best support our kids, and I know that when families understand what our schools are facing, they will be able to work with us to figure out the best solutions we can. But what we can't ignore is the staffing crisis that we're in, because if we ignore that problem, the problem keeps getting worse, and that does not serve kids. So we are really grateful for the support we have received from families and community members, and we can use a lot more.
The name of the website again is?
It's on our PAT website. It's pdxteachers.org. And click on Time to Get It Right.
Great. We've been talking to Elizabeth Teal, the president of the Portland Association for Teachers. For listeners who want to support the teachers, information about the website and their proposal for Time to Get It Right and how to contact both the PPS administration and the school board will be posted later today on the Old Mole Variety Hour page on the KBOO website. Elizabeth, thanks again for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.